Welcome to the Joy Felipe Bruce podcast. Sister Joy Felipe is a daughter of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills and the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Cathedral of the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. The Fountain of Life Cathedral is a thriving church of young, energetic people full of life for the Lord. Sister Joy is also an itinerant minister of Dyke Heward Mills Ministries. She travels extensively, holding pastors' conferences and bringing ministry-related books by Bishop Dyke Heward Mills to the nations. She is the evangelist of the Blessed Salvation Crusade. Now be blessed and refreshed as you listen to this inspired message by Sister Joy.
This morning, our mother is in the house. Our pastor is in the house. Mommy, we've missed you, and we appreciate that you're in the house once again. This morning, if this is your first time visiting us, I want to tell you that you're in a good place, and that this morning we are going to be served an anointed word of God, a word that is going to change your life, a word that is going to impact your life. And God had no one in mind, but decided to give us an anointed preacher, a pastor who loves us, a pastor whose heart is over us. So I want to say that this morning, we want to welcome onto this international pulpit, E.S. Joy!
Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord. Sound guys, I don't know if you can't hear what I'm hearing, but... Hallelujah. Oh, if you are putting your hands together for the Lord, do it better. Do it better. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. You want to just close your eyes for a moment and you want to talk to the Lord. Thank God for an opportunity to be in church. Thank Him for grace and mercy. If you were at the denominational convention, you want to say, Lord, thank you for every word and every prophecy that came my way.
Thank you, Lord.
And just thank God. Lift your voice and pray for a moment.
Oh, Lord, we thank
Sound, guys, I'm giving you a few minutes to help me out. My volume is quite low also. Just talk to the Lord, talk to the Lord, talk to the Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. So much has happened in the past week, and by His grace, you are still up and on your feet. You are still here. Thank God.
Thank God. Mandala Bashundelebe. Oh, for all that has gone on, O Lord. Mando de Bosch, Mandelebe. And you have preserved us,
hallelujah. Oh, we are grateful. Father, we are so grateful for another Sunday together. I pray that your word will meet each and every one of us at the point where we need it. Talk to us, O God. Let it be well with us. We thank you for grace. Oh, we thank you for mercy. In the mighty name of Jesus, and all the saints shall say, amen and amen. Oh, hallelujah. Before you take your seat, do you still have your Bible? Some of you are backslidden since I left. I can't see your Bibles. Hey, and some too have picked up and bought. I'm seeing some fresh new Bibles too. Wow. You want to say, this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today I'll be taught the word of God. I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name. Put your hands together. Sound, folks. I wonder if taking it... Which one is it? Maybe you should just pull the plug on it right now. Ah, it's my guys up there. Okay, it's okay. Hallelujah. Wow, it's very nice to see all of you again. Amen. Wow, you have been missed. Hallelujah. Don't worry, the workers are working, okay? We'll take it like that. We'll take it like that. One day it will all be done and we will not have to be adjusting again. One day soon it will be done. Hallelujah. Now, before I get into preaching and I forget, I just want to give a few announcements. The first one is that Founders Day is coming. Beautiful. Okay. Well, this is the month of May, and in the month of May, we celebrate our Father. Amen. We are not ashamed of it. I'm saying we are not ashamed because you and I know people make a lot of comments and so forth. And that's why I like to remind you that a homeless child does not know why the dadaba in the house is so excited when his father comes back from work. So it's, you don't have to explain it. Amen. But there are a few things that we want to do this month to commemorate this birthday and in honor of this great man of God. How many of us know that as for our Father, dear, what he likes in this life are souls? Eh? Souls and kwan, souls and kwan, souls and kwan. Okay. So during the course of this month, there'll be various outreaches, various ways to, you know, to win souls. And when you hear of it, add yourself. I want you to turn to your neighbor and say, add yourself, add yourself. Yeah, add yourself. In this particular service, many of you are specialists as minusing yourselves. And many times when you minus yourself, I see it and I don't say anything. But I want to remind you that the scripture says that he that winneth souls is wise. Uh-huh. So you can do your things and I won't say much. But as for soul winning, you'll be wise to be part. Amen. Because you now, on your own, you don't win souls if you are just honest. Uh-huh, if you are just honest. So we do these things together because it helps us to win souls. Is that okay? So when it will ask and when it will come up in different ways, with different groups, in different whatever, add yourself. Please tell your neighbor, for once in your life, obey an instruction, add yourself. Don't come and tell me my mother says. Don't come and tell me my father says. Because you young people, that's what you do when you don't want to do something. Then you come and say, my mother, meanwhile, the things you want to do, you are doing. Yeah. So this month, we are going to be winning souls. Hallelujah. Oh, is it a good idea? Beautiful. And it will go on throughout the month. Now, Tuesday, the 14th of May, is the actual birthday. Amen. And on that day, as you know, Tuesdays, we have what? At 4 a.m. Flow. On that day, you see, it's not all of us who go on to flow. Those of us who go on flow, we go. I'm your pastor. From this service, there are very few who go on flow. But on that day, are you here? On that day, again, please lay aside your stubbornness and come online. We are going to be there. You know, it's just, we're just, what is that? You see, learn something. Learn something. When you are doing something and people add and join, it's a sign. Amen. So that day, all of us are on. All of us. Some of you, I will be calling you at 4 o'clock. Because I'm fully aware of your propensity for disobedience. You are able to do other people's own. When other people are having a program, you go. When other pastors are leading prayer, you are there. But when your own father is leading prayer, then you do as if you are an orphan in the world. That is your own problem. But on 14th of May, we are all coming online. Is it okay? Share the link. I will not just share the link. I said I'll call you. Usually on flow, I don't mind anybody. Usually, I'll come on my pastor's page, say good morning. I say, Charlie, let's help ourselves. And then I'm praying. But me, that day, 14, my way to celebrate it, I will harass you. And when you block me, you will answer to me. You will answer to me how you can look at my face and block me. And I will block you for the rest of your existence. I will never unblock you. Block me and see. You block me. That's the last time you will hear from me. So try. As I'm looking through, I'm scanning through. I'm already making my list. The only way to get out of it is to just get online. That's all. And so, praying to, do they force people? Let me ask you a question. When you were a child and you were to take medicine, you didn't take it. Did your mother say it was okay? Thank you. She never said it was okay. And some of us, we grow with that foolishness. So you are sick, then you say, oh, I don't like medicine, so you won't take it. You want to tell me that because you are, you will take it. You will what? You will take it. Hey, in the same way, you will pray. You will pray. 14th May, you see, I can't do it every day. I can't do it every day. But 14th May, dear. 14th May, dear. Yeah, but what if I log on and I don't pray? Something will happen to you. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I have learned that my words carry weight. I've learned that the power of life and death is in my mouth. Yes. So when I wake you up, if you like, don't pray. I'll say that, Lord, I'm sending a missile. It will land in your house. Oh, me and I, your dough. It's not out of anything. No, but for once, amen, just get on. I think you'll be happy. There are many times when we have come onto Flow, and this is just a general announcement for Flow Prayer, and it's just that the topics are great. Yeah. Are you there? The topics are great. Yeah. Lady, when did I send you that text? I sent you a text one time, one dawn. It was after Flow. I've forgotten the date, yeah. And the topic, I suddenly saw something. I understood a problem in Lady Rev's house. And so I put my own aside and started to pray about it. Yeah. Are you there? Oh, the topics are great. So try. Amen. Now, Friday the 17th of May, it's all part of our celebration. And we are going to fast the whole day. And we're going to come together and have an all night. That all night, we're just going to be praying for our Father. That's all. The whole night. Hallelujah. Amen. And then the Sunday, the 19th, we will have a celebration service here. Amen. We will celebrate. We will bring in people. Are you there? You can be sure that if we say we are celebrating, what does he like? So we'll just invite people, maybe to make it an invitation Sunday. And you know, that stubborn person in the office, you have been trying to talk to them, they are not minding you. That neighbor that, Charlie, when you even want to share the gospel, when you look at their face, pair, you know what I mean? Then you just bring them to the service. And I believe God will do something. And that day, we want to have a cake. I don't know how we're going to do it. And all our money is either buying nails or it's paying labor or it's doing something. But I think a cake is in order and it has to be big enough for all of us to enjoy it. So we shall see. We shall see. Amen. Dress code, as usual, we like to have something white. Amen. But just because he keeps saying be youthful, so we're going to wear our jeans and our white tops. I beg you, if you don't have some, don't tell me that because of that you didn't come to church. I'm begging you. Why? So let me say that those who have, please wear it. Hey, tell neighbor, hey. Hallelujah. But we know it. We wear something white. And if you don't have jeans and you want to wear a white something, go ahead. But it's just that we are just saying to him that we know that you like to look youthful and we are with you on your birthday. Beautiful. He himself at that time will be preaching in the Upper West. There are about 4 or 5 towns they'll be going to. Amen. I also want to say that on that day, we do not officially take any offerings or anything like that, but put an offering into something and bring it. Yeah, it's a good idea, is it not? Beautiful. All right. Today, we are starting a new series. Amen. How many of us enjoyed the Anakazo last month? Good. Has it woken up something in you, some drive? Yeah, nowadays when someone is giving excuses, you will just be... Because if you are a boss, you hear a lot of excuses. If you are high up or in charge of anything or anybody, you hear a lot of excuses in your work, and you need to be able to discern and just find a way around it to make things work. Hallelujah. Now we're going into another topic for this month, and I really like the topic also because I think that many of us need to hear a certain category of message. I'll be preaching from our father's book called Enlargement Secrets. Enlargement Secrets. Now, when we say we are preaching from the book, I beg you, you should know that every page you open has scriptures. So whatever is written there is just helping the understanding of the scriptures. Is that okay? And so it's not that, nowadays they don't preach from the Bible. I beg you. As a Christian, any book that you read is just a helper to a further understanding of the Bible. That's how come we don't preach from romance books here. The romance book that you have been lying under your pillow and reading, we don't use it. Hallelujah. But the Bible is full of many things. And one of the things that you will see over and over in the Bible are things that have to do with enlarging and growth. Hallelujah. Growth. Now, there is a way in which we can easily see that growth is not, what's the word? You can easily not grow. If you don't eat enough, if you eat wrong food, you can easily not grow. But even when you are growing normally and increasing in your growth, you see that it's not just that you start growing, you continue like that. And like by now, some people have passed through the roof. It's more complicated than that. So you're growing, 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 growing. But after a while, sometimes the growth starts this way. Yeah, different kinds of things. Are you with me or not? So a choir can grow, a person can grow, it's not a straight line, a church can grow, a business can grow, many business people, your business is not growing any longer. The question is why, and that's why maybe there's a secret that you don't have, or a secret that you're not seeing, or something that you need to know. Are you here or you have traveled? Yeah. There's a growing, you can put on weight, but it's not because of the food you eat. There's a secret. There's something else working. Yeah, that has caused it. Hallelujah. And so it's important, and that's why I think we need to look at some of these secrets so that we can apply them to our spiritual lives, but also to our everyday lives. Amen. And to ask yourself a number of questions. Why something that was growing, maybe is not growing anymore, or it has reduced in the pace at which it grew. Different things. Hallelujah. The first thing I want to share with you this morning is to say that you need to recognize a season of enlargement. One of the reasons why it may seem to you that something is not growing is because enlargement can come in seasons. It can come in seasons. Yesterday, I was looking at a certain plant in my house, and I noticed it was shedding its leaves. And the shedding of the leaves gave me information. Are you there? Because not many trees shed their leaves at this time, when rain is coming and so forth. It was information. Looking at it is saying something to me. Are you there? So recognize the season. What season of life are you in? Recognize that it can be that there is a season. I'll explain to you very soon. But let's go to Joshua chapter 1. And we're reading from verse 1 to verse 3. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all these people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Each place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. Hallelujah. Now, when you just read this scripture, you can see that it was talking about the fact that Moses had passed on, and then Joshua was taking over. That's one way of looking at it. But you can also see that the death of Moses signaled the beginning of something else. Hello? Remember that God had had his issue with Moses, and one of the repercussions was that you won't enter the promised land. So it meant that things could be going on and all could be well, but they would not enter the promised land. Hello? So by Moses, and Moses lived a full life. He was an honored and respected man throughout, and he died at the top of, he had reached the top there. Everything was good. But his being removed from the scene now meant that the children of Israel, and let me say Joshua in particular, was now going to enter into his season of enlargement. Amen. Because he was the servant of Moses, and he was always working. He loved God. He loved the people he was working. But it was the removal of Moses that now ushered him into another season. Let's look at the verse 2. It says that, you see, it starts by saying that my servant is dead. Then it says, now arise, go over this Jordan, you and all these people. So suddenly, something is beginning to move. Something is beginning to change, you see. Verse 3. He goes on to say, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said to Moses. You see, Moses was the one carrying these things. He was the vision carrier. Suddenly, Joshua is hearing it. And if he didn't think well, he could have sat down crying over Moses, though, because Moses was a father to him in many ways. And there are some of us, at times, the Lord ends something, and we remain crying, so we don't see that it is the signal for another season in your life. Are you there? So the removal of Moses triggered something. Yeah. Wow. Are you here? Just like how sometimes the removal of somebody can trigger a decline. That's also how it can also trigger a season of enlargement. I'm using this example because many times we may feel that the removal of a person is negative. But it may not be so. It may not be so. It may not be so. Are you in the church? It may not be so. Many years ago, we had returned from further studies, and we came home, and within 3 weeks of our arrival home, my husband's father died. And it was, as for shock, we were shocked. We were shocked because, the night before, Charlie, it was normal, everything was fine, talking, laughing, whatever. Are you there? It was some weeks after his death. We already knew we were on our way to Tamale, but we still had some time in Accra. But we realized that, suddenly my husband realized that the removal of his father signaled another season in his life. And he always said that if his father had continued to be alive, his exit to Tamale would have been difficult for him. Do you understand? So are you saying that God killed his father? Hey, please. You see, it was not even a conscious, it was some time after. And the reason why he was saying that was that his father had been identified as a heart patient. He had had it even when we're outside many times. We had had times when we had to pray for him to get through. Now, in a circumstance like that, you are now moving to another place. It will have an effect. Or it won't. You'll be there. No, even when nothing is happening, you feel that I have to get home. And in those days, from Tamale to Accra, it's not as easy as it is today. So it's not as easy as it is. It was not a joke. Are you with me? But he suddenly realized that it signaled his release into ministry. It's like, now go with your family and do what you have to do. Hallelujah. I didn't say you should go and pray that your father would die. Please argue with me. But one of the things that Bishop Dark says in his book, he says, sometimes don't be too sad. Yeah. Time is up. Don't be too sad. Don't be too sad that somebody in your life has moved out. It's part of life, Oh, you don't know it's part of life. Yeah. Sometimes it's not even that the person is dead. It's just a separation. Yeah. The church is very quiet. But think back. You will see sometimes that the exit of a certain friend from your life is what now released you or brought you into your season of enlargement. Yes. There are some friends, if you walk with them, you never do further studies. Never. Never, 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 never. Never. It will not even cross your mind. Yeah. Don't cross your mind. The presence of certain friends in your life, the way they influence you, the way they speak. Yeah. Sometimes you come very wasteful of your money and you realize later on that, me of myself, I wouldn't have spent my money like this. It was the influence of the friend. So when the person leaves your life, suddenly you have money. Meanwhile, your salary has not increased though. Some of you have the kind of friends who every day they are eating out. If you are sitting by a friend, tell your friend, I didn't call your name. But I think you understand what I'm saying. Today they want to go and eat something. The plate is what? 50 Ghana. Tomorrow they want to go and meanwhile, they don't want to go to the cheaper version. They want to go to the more expensive. Please let me balance sheet. There's a time in your life you can eat anywhere that you want. So I'm talking this way because I know that we have overwhelmingly young people. A young person, you have not finished school. Somebody cries paying your bills. Then you are going to eat tilapia 70 cedis today. Once again, give me more special things. I need special dishes. Hallelujah. Are you in the church? And I have to say, and also even for those of us who are older, it may not be food, but sometimes you have a friend, the way they speak, they make you do what you may not have done. Because even if you had $1 million, you would have a way to use it or a way not to use it, you know. And sometimes it's not just money. Sometimes it's values, the things they make you do. You can have a friend, because of that friend, you never pray. No, it's very important to check. Very important to check. Say, this friend, Charlie, by the time I don't pray when they're around. I don't pray. I don't go to church when they are around. I don't go to church. Hey, are you there? And you need to understand what is going on. Hallelujah. Amen. Isaac went through a period that was difficult. There was a famine, you see. The reason why I'm using the negative examples is because the positive ones sometimes are simple to understand. But it's the negative ones that you need to recognize. Because, why am I saying this? For example, if you get married, that's a positive example. It might be ushering you into your season of favor and settlement and many things. Easy to see. But sometimes the thing is not a positive one, it's a negative thing. And that's when you need a little discernment to see that much as it was a negative thing, it ushered me into something. Yeah. Sometimes you need to, your failure of an exam ushers you into something. Yeah. Maybe you were getting careless. Maybe, you know, sometimes it even makes you change course and have to go and do a different course. You do it not knowing that that was actually your area. Hallelujah. So recognize. And I want to say that this week, you know, we've been praying, some of us. We're going to continue our time of prayer. Maybe we'll put it on our pages, maybe we'll not. But one of the things you should pray for is that you recognize the season. Recognize it. Because these seasons of enlargement are not easy to see. Amen. I remember that I was preaching in Tamale. I was very content to be there. My church had about 350 people in December. I didn't have any plans of going anywhere. And the transfer to Kumasi for me was a decided markdown. Very huge markdown, you see. You are very surprised. Why are you surprised? Yeah. At the time, there were two councils. I had about 49 churches under me. Life was okay. There was no bank I would enter that I would stand in a line. Or I'm going to buy a bus ticket. I'm in the line. No. You know the small town blessings. So as soon as you get to the place, somebody, something, they will sort you out, something, you know. So they moved here. It was a wild something. Hey. Came to this one church, 23 people. They didn't want a female pastor. They needed their service to be in. I mean, everything was not working. Are you there? And I was down from 49 to 1. But it was my season of enlargement. Oh, yes. Are you there? It was my season of enlargement in so many ways. Only that it didn't look like that at the beginning. It took being in the season, continuing the season, working the season to finally see it. Hallelujah. I want you to push your neighbor and say, neighbor, just walk with the Lord and recognize your season of enlargement. Hallelujah. And we see how Isaac was there and there was nothing. It was famine. And you see in chapter 26, Genesis 26, look at it. There was a famine in the land. Beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Abimelech, to the king of, you see, he was now preparing to move. Now, then God told him that he shouldn't move at all. He says, don't go down to Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. You want to ask yourself, the Lord, does he really mean it? There's famine. Everybody is hungry. Everyone is going. You say, I shouldn't go. Everybody is going to Canada. You say, I shouldn't go. Everybody is going to UK. You say, I shouldn't go. Everybody is going abroad. You say, I shouldn't go. I'm talking to somebody in the house. But I told him, don't go. You see. But do you see why you should pray to recognize it? Because everybody is going. Ghana, we're in a season like that right now. How many of us know somebody, not you, know somebody who has gone? Look at their hands. Just look at them. All of us. Oh. If the person's hand is down, tell the person, you are a lying wonder. You're a lying wonder. Am I talking to somebody in the church? So imagine that in this wave and in these times when people are going, your everything is pepepe. You are about to go. No. Don't go. Don't go. Or you have sat here. You say, I'm going to Accra. Meanwhile, you have been in Kumasi and you're not getting a job. And just common sense will say, go to where there are jobs. And yet, so I'm just saying that's what was happening with Isaac. Everybody who could was going to Egypt so they would not starve. Now you say, hey, don't go. Are you there? But look at what happened in verse 12. Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year. Tell your neighbor it was the same year, the famine year. He received in the same year 100-fold. And look, and the Lord blessed him. Oh, may God bless you. I said, may God bless you. May you also receive in this year. Now it goes on to say, the man works great. Oh, as you recognize your season, may you see your season of greatness. And he says, and he went forward. I want to see you moving forward. And I declare that you are moving forward in your spiritual life, your physical life, your career, in everything that is ahead, that you are moving forward. They said, he grew out. Look, tell your neighbor, I'm going to grow out. I see that it is my season of enlargement. I'm going to grow out. You see, you are saying it to encourage yourself, oh, because the truth is that the actual situation is resembling a famine like, hey, you are very quiet, oh. It's resembling, tell anybody, I say, it's resembling something. We don't want to say it from here, but I think we all understand what we are saying. So when you look at it, but I'm reminding you that it was during such a time that Isaac moved forward. I'm encouraged when I read it. It was a season. I pray that we will learn to be spiritual people. Then we will not panic. Yeah, will not panic. Because you had to be spiritual to remain in a land. Hey! Can you imagine it? In a land where there's famine, even those who love will tell you that you don't have sense. And your brother will be angry with you because he is stuck here and can't go. And you can go and you won't go. Hey! But it is your season of enlargement. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord. The next one, we're looking at enlargement secrets. That means the thing may not be so obvious. So the first secret is that recognize the season. Recognize it because it may not be easy to see. It may not be easy to see. Now, the second one that I want to go on, in fact, I'm going to take number three as number two and then come back again. Just in case time beats me. Enlargement that is guided by recent history. Enlargement that is guided by history. Wow. Enlargement that is guided by history. There's a very interesting scripture. We are still in the book of Joshua. You know, you see a lot of the enlargement things from there. Chapter 1. Take me to verse 15. Let me see something. Okay, 16. They answered Joshua, saying, "All that thou commandest us, we will do. Whithersoever thou sendest us, we will go. According as we have hearkened to Moses in all things, so will we hearken unto thee. Only the Lord thy God be with thee as he was with Moses. Whosoever he be that doth rebel against thy commandments and will not hearken unto thy words and all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death. Only be strong and of good courage." And I'm saying that there is an enlargement that comes by being guided by recent history. And this is one example in the Bible. Now, what was going on? If you went to Sunday school and you didn't run away, then I'm sure you heard the story of how the children of Israel got trapped in Egypt and how they eventually Moses led them out through the Red Sea. Things were going well for them because God had told them, "I'm going to give you a land that is overflowing with milk and honey." That means a good land. Hallelujah. May the Lord lead you into a good land, a good place, flowing with milk and honey. But you need to understand something. One of the things about every word that the Lord speaks is that often it is a process and not an event. It's a process and not an event. Many words that have been prophesied over you is because you have treated it like an event. That's why it hasn't happened. The man of God prophesied over you that you will marry. So you have been there waiting to marry. Wait. You don't open your eye to even see who is coming. And then when you see, if you like, be there saying that I'm shy, I cannot talk. I'm just giving a couple of examples. He has said he's going to bless you, so you are folding your two hands and you're waiting, okay? So here were these people. They had been freed, but a lot of things had to happen. Are you there? They had come out of Egypt, but many things had to happen. And in the course of the many things that happened, they rebelled against their leader. Not once, not twice. In fact, Moses himself, he begged God many times. And he begged God that God shouldn't kill them because he got to a point where even God was tired. Hey, may we not push God till he's tired of us all. So this is what had happened to them. And in the course of things, they rebelled against their leader many times. Do you remember? They were walking around in the desert. They said, "We are feeling thirsty." It was an issue. Moses went to pay God a visit. He was gone for 40 days. By the time he came back, they got a calf. They are bowing down to the calf. They are saying the calf is their God. Hey! They did a lot of things. A lot of things. Are you in the church or not? One day, somebody from somewhere that we have never heard of you before, his name was Korah. He came and added with his friends, Korah, Nathan, and Abiram. They woke up. But are you the only person that God has been speaking to? And you see, when we are hearing the stories of the children of Israel, we should be careful because as we are reading, we know the end of the story. So we are able to understand that what they were doing was wrong. But we don't see ourselves when we're in the same situation. These guys woke up and began to accuse Moses and Aaron and say that, why? Do they think they are the only people who are called? Are you the only ones who have heard the voice of God? Can all of us not hear God? Does God not speak to us sometimes? Human beings are the same. As you are sitting here, what has Bishop Dag done to you? What has he done to you? Since you entered the church, has your life become better or worse? Then when, what? When a Korah is speaking, then you are also reading. Then you are also thinking, could it be, is it possible? You are an idiot. Don't be an eye. Don't be an eye. Don't be an eye. I standing for idiot. I'm saying it because you, these people who are walking with Moses, where was this Korah man? When you were running away from the Israelites, where was he? When all the plagues that came and sorted the Egyptians, where were you? When we were crossing the Red Sea, where were you? When we came out, where were you? All the miracles that were happening, where were you? That suddenly you have woken up today and you are now coming to make strong statements. We need to be very careful. Allow history to guide you. Yeah. Allow history to guide you. Since you came, what's your experience? Have I stolen your money? Have I not rather spoken words over you to do you good? What are you talking about? Are you there? So, the long and short, you see, and Moses, his love for the people, it cost him. That's why he didn't enter the promised land. Because when God wanted to finish them, he went and laid down and said, I beg you, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. At a point, God realized that, no, this people, it won't work. You see. And so now they now provoked him until he also did something against what God had asked him to do. So, another generation has come. They were the children at the time. And they saw what happened. Because God said, until the last one of this generation dies, I will not move these people. So they were there and they saw the people. They lived their lives. Then they finish. And they all passed away. And now they are coming to their season. And these ones, they were probably 5 years old, they were probably 6 years old, 7 years old, when all the Korah things were going on. And now they've grown up and they've come to a certain place, and they are seeing Joshua being put in place as their leader. And they said, look, if anybody, based on what we have seen of rebellion, if anybody, you see, the children of Israel, they walked in the circle for 40 years, if you can imagine it. 40, you are not going anywhere as you are walking. 40 years. We are just walking from here to station to Konti through engineering and back. Here to station to Konti and back. Hey, 40 years. Even to live in the same city for 40 years is not common. I'm telling you. So they saw it live. And so this is why they made the statement. And as they were encouraging Joshua and pledging their allegiance to him, then they say, hey, if anybody wakes up, who wants to do those things that our father, we will finish him. We are not ready to walk another 40 years around the same spot. We are not ready to be held back by some nonsense. If anybody rises up, you won't even have we will finish them. They had allowed history to guide them. And because of that, they now also came into their place of enlargement Are you seeing it? Because they actually went into the process and they got into that promised land one by one by one by one till every tribe was settled. Hallelujah. By allowing themselves to be guided. Amen. And we are also here. And you have watched, if you have eyes, and you can see, or you cannot see. The generation ahead of you can see whatever they did or didn't did. You see, these guys, they realized that our parents were complainers and grumblers. We will not be. Yeah. Never again. The complaining and grumbling, it didn't help them. It rather finished them. So as we have come, we will not entertain such things. Are we in the house? Yeah. We'll not entertain such things in our, amongst us. Hallelujah. And we ourselves, we should take heed. We should take heed. Because even as a church, we are living in the generation of two generations. Yeah. You don't want me to see it. Yeah. UD to which we belong is one. First love is the other. First love was born out of the rebellion of UD. Church is very quiet. It was born out of, father says, come. He said, I won't come. Daddy says, let's go for a camp. He said, I won't go. Daddy says, let's go and win souls. I won't go. The church is very quiet. Let's have a convention. Say, I won't have. It was against that background that our father realized that, Charlie, if I stay here, I'll die. Yeah. Those of us who've been in the church for a while, there was a time he never visited another church. If you see him traveling outside the country, it's to another lighthouse. But a time came when he realized that, these people, if I stay here, my anointing will finish. And he moved on. And thank God he moved on. Because if he had not moved on, we would not see and have all the things that we've seen and had. Hey, the church is quiet again. You are wondering, your type, they have been in the church from long. So those of you who are young, take heed. Take heed. See whether it is a good plan, a good place to walk. No, it's true. Because up until now, some in UD, in this church, and others, you still won't do. Still won't do. Still be as you are. Hey, the same thing that caused deletion, you are still on it. Those of you who are young, I'm saying this for you. So that in your young days, you will be educated by what happened and guided by that history. And say that, hey, I will, Lord, help me to do what I must. And help me to remain on fire for the Lord. And help me to be obedient to the place where I am. Many of the other people, even in this church, you are totally independent. You do what you want. Yeah. But if you belong to something, you can't be totally independent of it. you want to be angry with me? Don't worry. We have been together for too long. You hang yourself, it won't change anything. Hey. Makoya bat hema sande. So just look at it and learn. And the result of it is that those who are 40, 45, 50, they have the gas totally. Totally. Some cannot even hold their heads up one day that I'm a believer. And if you are a young person here, 15, 20, 25, 30, look from it and learn. And don't repeat it. Hey. It's hard. Let me end my preaching. You are looking at me like, but how can you be saying those things? You too, how can you behave like that? Open your eye and learn. Those who cannot be guided, cannot be counseled, cannot take counsel from the word of God, live as though you are close to be an unbeliever. What is the fruit? Look at it and see. Is that what you want? It's not a matter of saying no. It's a matter of straightening up, because some of you are not even 20, you're already on that road. Nobody can talk to you. Nobody can counsel you. Nobody can say your matter. Allow me to drink my water. If your neighbor is a young person, push them and say, you have started early. Ask them, who can talk to you? Because I have people in this church, if even you are falling inside a hole, I won't say anything. But I thank God for these people. And they said, hey, if somebody is a rebel and won't listen to the call, we will just finish him. Me, in my private life, that's how I live my life. I will not have a rebel as a friend. I will not walk with you, no. Before, you see, because what happens is that it's a spirit. And so it jumps from here to here. It jumps from here to here. Small offense, you are in the church, you are offended. Nobody can talk to you again. A demon has entered you. Offense, it is the chief door. It's the chief door. Because the enemy knows that once you are alive, offense will come. And he uses it. Then you wake up because of some small something that has happened. As if you have not created offense before. Meanwhile, you are expected to be forgiven. But when it is on the other side, you cannot forgive. Then you take your age. Charlie. Me, Mom, dear, I've been guided by it. When I see the mess offense can make, I decide that no. I will not be offended. I will not be offended. Are you alive? Then you will be offended. Do you understand? It's part of life. That's what the Bible says, Luke 17:1. Yeah. And so many have held on to their offense until complete delete. You have been deleted. Why wouldn't him say you are deleted? Oh. Why? Because it's the door Satan uses. Yeah. He will always use a legitimate door. He will not use a fake door. He'll use a legitimate door. He will use an instance where the offense is real. Yeah. It's a real offense. If I didn't let go of offenses, I can't pastor the service. Oh, hi. A service that you know that what you are saying, they won't take it. They won't change their behavior. They won't do anything. They will do whatever they are doing, they will do. Oh, please, sir. You think only you can be offended? I know some of you are offended with me. Forgive me, okay? But I remind you that when you're offended, their forgiveness is your responsibility. That's why I'm not waiting for you to say sorry to you. That's so. I remove it from my heart and continue. Now continue. Oh, yeah. Come for a meeting. You won't come. Let's go here. You won't go. Let's give. You won't give. Let's do. You won't. Hey! As for Kumasi, God has given us a major test, the place they put our headquarters. It's a major test. If you don't have a strong spirit, you will not go. Eh? But those of us our spirit is strong, we'll go. Yeah. And even as we are sitting, we are dying, but we are there. Oh, yes. How many went to the convention at a point where say, oh, God, have mercy on me. Lord, help me, help me. Help me not to fall asleep in the seat that I'm sitting in. Yeah. But why do you have to go and put your headquarters over there? Can you not see that other places, their headquarters is by a main road? Can you not see that if you had put your headquarters by the main road? Let me tell you something. If it was by the main road, you would still not have come. You are the same people. We go to Bantama, we don't see you. So don't give me that. Don't give me that for 1 minute. Don't give me that. I don't see you over there. So I'm not surprised. It's not by a take from that you come. Oh. Whoa. Ask your neighbor, but we're preaching nicely. Where from this quarrel? This. No, I'm just saying something to you. You yourself look at it. And be guided by it. I'm guided, but that's why I'm preaching what I'm preaching from this table. Yes. I talk to the younger pastors. I see what they are telling them. That, listen, I am watching your companions who are 50 years old. Totally the guys. They can't have quiet time. They cannot win a soul. They can barely even get to church. I said, take heed. Take heed. Take heed. It didn't come in a day. Take heed. Watch out. Hey. Charlie, may the Lord help us. Well, this coming week, we are going to continue our fast. Amen. You see, earlier, I didn't announce the fast. Why didn't I announce the fast? Because those of you who do the things you do, I didn't want to be angry. I wanted to know that I've not told you. So if you are not here, it's all right. Okay, so I don't even know why I'm saying it from here this morning. So we are continuing tomorrow. On Tuesday, by the grace of God. We'll be here. We shall pray 6 to 8 every night. We are on it. We are on it. Turn to your neighbor and saying that, if you come, come. If you come, you are welcome. If you don't come, it's all right. Oh, yes. May the Lord help us. May the Lord help us. I want you to stand to your feet because I think that this point in the air, some young men, you can see how following women has deleted the men in your family. And you have come and you have started. You have seen how nobody in the family has built a house before. And you have also started. No, or you're not understanding what I'm saying. It's not for you to look down on. You are being guided by history. You are being guided. I hope you're understanding. You are being guided by what? You say, hey, my uncle took this step. And it did this. And it caused that. And it led to this. And it led to that. I hope you're understanding it. I want you to start praying. I want you to start praying. I want you to start praying. Just pray and say, Lord, what should I be seeing that I'm not seeing?
Oh, help me to see.
What am I? What is it? What in my past or what in my family or what among the people that I work with, Lord? What in church? What should I be seeing so that I do not follow a certain route? Help me to be guided by history.
Help me to be guided.
What other thing has happened that I'm actually in a season of enlargement but I cannot see it? Those of us who are praying and fasting, we are praying because we are recognizing that we must enter another season. Lord, say, Lord, help me to see it.
Help me to see it.
Lift up your voice. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Today we are going to pray for some 10 minutes. So if you have music there, please put it on for 10 minutes. Just pray. Just pray. The thing now in your house, I don't know how much praying you are praying. So come on, let's pray. Lift your voice up. Let us pray.
Help me, Lord. Help me to see. Help me to be guided by history. Reba la baba lian derebe ekandola bos manderebe reba la baba baba baba
pray. Just lift up your voice and pray. Somebody, you are in decline, pray. Lift your voice because that season of decline must change. Lift up your voice.
Reba la baba 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 ekandola bos baba.
Help me to recognize my season, oh God. Oh, what season is this, Lord? What season is this, Lord? Bring us into a season of enlargement in the service, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Increase. That I may see, O God. Help me to see what I must see, O God. In the name of Jesus. What I should see to enter. What I should see to avoid. O God. Help me to see, O God. You want to just put your hand on your hands over on your head. You want to say, Lord, have mercy on me, O God. Have mercy on me. Open up my eyes. Help me to see. Help me to see. Help me to understand what I'm seeing. Because maybe you are looking at it, but you're not interpreting it right. But you're saying today, oh God, Father, we are asking for supernatural eyesight. In the name of Jesus, help us to see. Help us to recognize. Help us to understand the season. Help us to see what is important, oh God. Help us to relinquish and let go of what is not important. Have mercy on us, oh God. Help us to see. And when we see, Lord, help us to do the right thing in the name of Jesus. To take the right next step, oh God. Oh, Father, this morning we ask that we will enlarge, that we will increase. I pray for that one whose business needs an eye. Father, show them that key. Let them recognize it. What is the key to the enlargement, Father? Show it in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us, oh God, anyone who should not be in our lives, Father, help us to maneuver our way in the name of Jesus. Anyone who causes us to do what we otherwise would not have done because of your Spirit, help us, help us, help us. We give you praise. Thank you for hearing us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. As every head is bowed and every eye is closed, maybe you are here and for you, you need to recognize that it is salvation that is the beginning of your enlargement. You are here, you are not sure if you are born again. I want to just pray with you. I want to invite you to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You want to receive Jesus, lift up your right hand. We pray a prayer together as the first step to enter into that enlargement. Lift up your right hand. You want to receive Jesus. I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you. Just all of us repeat after me together. Okay, press bring care forward. Just come. And as she comes, you want to receive Jesus. Just come. I want all of us to pray this prayer together. This young lady also, you want to say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today as a sinner. Please wash me in your blood. Cleanse me from my sins. Please write my name in the book of life. Lord Jesus, from today, you are my Savior and you are my Lord. I thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
With all of me, I want to praise you.
We believe that you have been blessed by this message. For more information, you can follow us on Facebook, Fountain of Life Cathedral, and on Instagram and Twitter at FOLCIUDIASE. God richly bless you.
He brought joy to my soul.